The firefighters of Townline, New York are known as the last of the rebels and sport a Confederate flag on their uniforms. That's because this hamlet near the Canadian border seceded from the United States at the start of the Civil War in 1861. The town is still trying to figure out why.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please?
The only church hall in Townline, New York is filled past capacity for a party. It's marking the 150th anniversary of this northern town siding with the South during the Civil War. Cannons sit in the parking lot. Ladies are in elaborate dresses. Gentlemen swelter in woolen soldiers' uniforms. Brandon Adkins has even strapped on an authentic battle sword. He tells people he's a natural-born Confederate from upstate New York.
One guy, he was calling me a Yankee, and I says, excuse me. I says, I'm from Townline. I says, I'm a Confederate. And he looked at me, he says, well, if that's true, he says, I'll kiss your rear end in front of everybody to see. He looked it up, and I guess he believes me now that they were the last of the rebels.
Many in Townline also find the story unlikely, like Ray Ball, a local history teacher.
I mean, I was very surprised when I first heard it about 10 years ago. I thought, no, come on.
As the story goes, townspeople gathered at the local schoolhouse just after war broke out. They voted 80-45 to secede from the Union. Shortly after, Ball says, five local men headed south and joined the Confederate Army.
The country was literally coming apart at the seams, and the seams tore much farther north than most people realize.
But locals are still unsure why Townline, just minutes from Canada, took such a dramatic step. Ball points out they supported Abraham Lincoln for president just the year before, and residents were mostly German immigrants without connections to the American South.
It had nothing less to do with slavery here, but so it had to be something beyond that. Why they voted the way they did.
Karen Moko, who runs the local historical society, has researched the story for years without finding the answer. But she says after the Civil War was over, Townline's secession from the Union was conveniently forgotten.
I think there was embarrassment on some parts that it had happened. There are no records that we know of. I mean, there could be in someone's attic or were and destroyed. So there's no names, which may have been, you know, that was on purpose.
Life went on. Residents paid federal taxes and opened a United States post office. Then, in 1946, right after World War II, a local newspaper unearthed the story.
Many young men had returned home from the war to find their homes were not part of the United States, and they were infuriated.
Word spread around the country. Telegrams flooded in, hounding the town to rejoin the Union. Even President Harry Truman wrote an open letter urging residents to roast veal as a peace offering. So, bowing to pressure, a vote was scheduled. Back at the 150th anniversary celebration, the crowd watches grainy film footage of long-dead relatives dropping ballots into a box, and then lowering the town's rebel flag, which had flown on and off for 85 years.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Before the night is through, an Abraham Lincoln impersonator leads the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance as an act of unity, he says, while facing both a United States and a Confederate flag in the front of the church. It's not without a bit of pride that locals still call Townline the last holdout of the Confederacy. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Robison in Townline, New York.